Shkolim, Perakei Mishnah Hei. This Mishnah is a continuation of Mishnah Dalid, where we had the meeting up of Pinchas and Achia, who is the Mamunah on the Chesomois, with the Mamunah on the Nesochim. They meet up and they see if there's any discrepancy in the Cheshbonis of who paid and how many Chesomois were actually given. Misha Oved Mimenu Chesomoi, somebody lost his Chesom, so then he wasn't able to buy. So he would have, if he needed the carbon that day, so then he would have to take another chosim, and he would have to buy again. But Lamaisa, he lost a decent amount of money. So Memele Mamtinun Loy Ad HaErev, he would wait, if he could wait for the carbon, or at least he would wait to see Al Pi the Cheshbon, he would stick around till the evening. In Motzu Loy Kedei Chosoma, if they found the discrepancy that would explain the money with the missing one chosim, Noisnin Loy. Vimlav loy hoyo loy. Now what's meduik over here in the Mishnah is motzu loy kidei choy somoy. The Mefarshim explained that means that if the price that was today fixed for nesochim, let's say, of a egel was 10 dinarim, let's say. So then if they would find the discrepancy at that exact amount of 10 dinarim, then they would give it to him. Let's say they would find 5 extra dinarim. There's extra money there. And maybe 5 dinarim got lost, but you already don't have a simin muchach lefunenu that amount of money, that discrepancy exists because that chosim was lost. So then lehoyolah, they wouldn't give it to him. V'shem hayoyim kosov aleim mepnei ramoyim. What would be if he would find an old chosim that somebody else got rid of, discarded, because he had bought a carbon yesterday? Well, there was a chosim that got lost and somebody picked it up. So if it was on that day, it was all signed kifi that day. So a chosim that had the date of that day, and there was a discrepancy between Achia and Pinchas to that exact sum of money, only then would they give it to him. Then it's Dvar Mechichim. Mishnah Vov. Shtei l'shochois hoyu b'migdosh. Achas lishkas chashoyim, v'achas lishkas hakelim. Doesn't mean, by the way, shtei l'shochois, there were two rooms in the Migdosh. That there were only two rooms. Learn Maseches Midos, and you'll find that there were many rooms. What it means over here is that besides for the Lishkas Hashkolim, that was mentioned before in Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, and the Lishkas Bedek HaBayis, which we'll talk about, there were two Lishkas Miyuchet for storage of things that belong to Hegdish, things of value that belong to Hegdish. There was a Lishkas Chashoyim, and there was a Lishkas Kelim. Chashoyim means literally the place for quiet people. Cheshai is something that's a secret, that's hiding. The taich of kol demomo dako in Tanakh is kal demishapchin b'cheshai. Cheshai is another word for something that's hiding, that's secret. So this was a room for putting in matan b'seiser, for putting in to support those that didn't have money for karbonis. Lishkas chashoyim yirei chet, people that were, it's interesting, the term over here, is called Yurei Chet, is Baal Chesed. And a Baal Chesed will give, but he might give in an open way. Yurei Chet, interesting, has to do with a certain level of tznius, where he wants to give in a way where his deed is not recognized at all. Noisen l'zorecha b'chashai, he gives b'chashai, v'aniyim b'nei toivim. B'nei toivim is a title that's been given down through the generations. For somebody who's B'nai Toivim means that he comes from good stock. He's a Yachsin. So when you say Aniyim B'nai Toivim, literally what you're talking about is you're talking about Aniyim from not the poorest strata of society, where they used to hand out so being supported or welfare of a chule. But B'nai Toivim means they came from more wealthy mishpachas and they found themselves impoverished. So Memelo, there had to be a place for them to be able to take Bachashai. And Memelo, they were Misparnis and Misoicha Bachashai. Now, for Shtetzach, that the Ikim Milo over here is that the people who got didn't have to feel a sense of busha, of shame, from where they took from. But there's another Milo even, that the person himself who gave didn't have any recognition given to him. Even the Gabbai Tzedakah, you go around, you collect money as a Gabbai Tzedakah, you at least, the Gabbai, knows who's generous. Over here, they didn't even have that type of tzedakah. So that's the Chashoyim of the Yirei Chet. Lishkas HaKelem, Kol Mishu Misnadiv Kli, anybody who wanted to donate a Kli that could be used in the Mikdash, Zorko L'toicho, Ba'achas L'shloishim Yoim, Gizborim Poiskenoise, they would open it up and they would check what's there. V'chol kli shemotzu bo tzerich lebedik habayis, minichin oisei, any kli that they thought could be useful in the Seder HaAvoda. A person would want to have the gvaldik eschus that his ka'oro should be used in the akrovas ha'kobonis. So he would have to make it completely in the field of specifications of the kelim, and that could be used. Vashar, any kli that was put there that wasn't roi, it wasn't made exactly the way the klishoros were made, so obviously it couldn't be used. It's there as better kabayis. Klishoros, by the way, going back to your sayings that we discussed, is kedushas agof. When it was put there, when it was donated, it was avada put there as kedushas better kabayis. That which they saw could be used, legufoi shel hegdish, as klishoros, they would use, they would be miyachidit, and it would become kedushas agof. So, Moshe, we mentioned the halacha, the kedushas domim. Kedushas better kabayis, if a person's moil in it, it's yotzel hegdish, and the person has to replace it, the value of it. Kedushas agof can't be yotzel, a behema, a klishoros, that a person, shaloi kedin is nana from, doesn't go out lechulin. But that would only be after they were miyachidit l'tzerich klisharis. Hashar nimkorim b'dmeim. It belongs to the gizbarim. It belongs to the mikdash. And the moichrit and the kedusha of bedek habayis in the kli is nischalal on the mois v'noifel l'lishchaz bedek habayis. And they put it in the lishchaz bedek habayis where the sums of money that were there were used for the upkeep.